This week's meeting of Western industrial leaders was supposed to include China's president. He was an invited guest, but he headed home to deal with the mounting ethnic turmoil on the western part of the country. In a moment, we'll hear more about the history of tensions in that part of China. We begin in the Chinese city of Urumqi, the scene of the violence for the past 3 days. Here's NPR's Anthony Kuhn.
Columns of paramilitary troops and riot police marched down main avenues today in a visible and audible show of force. The streets were more subdued after a dusk-to-dawn curfew was imposed last night. Citizens appeared to be carrying fewer weapons than yesterday, when fears of further unrest prompted them to take their safety into their own hands. On the last day of a government-mandated 3-day holiday, many ethnic Uyghurs are staying in their own neighborhoods. Merchants hawk melons, grapes, and nuts from wooden carts. Elderly men with white beards and skullcaps sit outside their neighborhood mosques. Most Uyghurs are too afraid to talk to reporters. One merchant, who would only give his first name, Mohammed, spoke in hushed tones inside his shop. Many Uyghurs have been killed around here in the recent violence, he confides, and several hundred have been arrested by police. China's government wants to be seen as being attentive to Uyghur concerns. Today, state media reported that police arrested 15 suspects connected with an ethnic brawl last month at a toy factory in southern Guangdong province. The violence in Urumqi began on Sunday night with Uyghur protests over that incident. State media have amplified the official message that the violence is the result of a plot by Uyghur separatists who want an independent homeland. Ethnic Han resident Wang Qixin says the earlier brawl in southern China has nothing to do with this week's street battles.
There's no solid connection between the two incidents. It's just this Rabia Kadir using the internet to inflame ethnic passions.
Rabia Kadir is a U.S.-based Uyghur leader whom the Chinese government says masterminded the recent violence. Wang Qixin agrees.
She's just a terrorist. I just don't understand how America, whose laws, economy, and technology are so advanced, can welcome such a person.
After 3 days of violence, fear, and arrests, many residents of all ethnicities are expressing feelings of emotional fatigue. Li Ping is a Han resident who says she has many ethnic Uyghur friends.
I haven't been in touch with my Uyghur friends these days. We've all been immersed in this atmosphere of sadness. This incident won't affect our friendship, but the emotional shock will take time to wear off.
The Uyghurs are the majority in far west Xinjiang province, but they're just one of 13 ethnic groups, including Uzbeks, Kazakhs, and Hui, that form the region's colorful social and cultural quilt, a quilt which has recently seemed in danger of coming apart at the seams. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Urumqi, China.